Chapter 9, Memoirs from the Public. Throughout this project, we reached out to the public and asked for any memories or stories about Bournemouth Blind Society, and this is what they had to say. Lorraine Simmons.
There used to be a large house, Home for the Blind, in Grand Avenue in Southbourne a few years back. I remember walking past there while out with my children, possibly 20 years ago, not sure when it closed.
Walter George Bennett.
My family, on my grandmother's side, John and Frances West, started the Home for the Blind Clothworks in 1700, and money still goes to them to this day.
Tim Rowlands.
I think there was a basket weaving workshop on or near Peter's Hill, Winton, in the 60s. I remember a very popular man, I think his name was Tony, worked there and was always walking around Winton with his guide dog, a white Labrador.
Jason Gonsalves.
When I was at school, before Christmas, I used to go there and write Christmas cards for the residents to send.
Mary Jameson.
I remember being one of the brownies and going to Rupert Hall to sing to the blind. I always enjoyed it. We went every month and I remember always looking forward to it.
Paul Small.
My mother lost her eyesight in the later years of her life in the late 80s. I signed her up with the society and I remember her telling me she was always off to the beach or off to tea with all her blind friends. They really made her at peace with her blindness.
Jonathan Jacobs.
One of my earliest memories was putting money in a bucket for Flag Day for the blind. My mother told me that my grandmother was blind and that she was cared for dearly by the Blind Society and that I should always donate if I could spare the change.
Heather May.
I always used to walk past Rupert Hall on my way back to and from school. I always used to hear great singing or music being played and the smell of freshly baked bread or cakes or some nice smelling food. I had no idea of the significant work they did for the blind until I read about your project.
Charles Brockett.
My grandparents' neighbour was blind and I used to go and visit her with them. I'd bake cakes for her and bring them round. On her 90th birthday, I remember going around and seeing members of the society there helping her celebrate. They bought her lovely cake and freshly baked goods. I remember having a lovely time.
Lawrence Tamwell.
I had no idea how old the Blind Society was. I've always known it to be doing great things for the blind since I moved to Bournemouth in the 70s, but I never knew the historic impact it had on the town.
Thank you for listening to the History of Bournemouth Blind Society, which was written and read by Hannah Perry, Matt Steinglass and Sophie Ryan. This audiobook was produced by Lewis Bradley.